Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close as we talk about rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. At the beginning of this decade, we had almost 32 million head of beef cows in this country, 31.7 million, according to USDA, in their mid-year July 2010 report. During that time frame of 2010 to about 2013-2014, we saw the drought here in the Southern Great Plains kick in, and that cut numbers dramatically. In fact, the January 2014, beginning of the year major report that broke down the cattle numbers on a state-by-state basis showed 29.04 million head of beef cows in the U.S. January 2015, beginning of this year, we had bounced back by 600,000 cows to 29.7 million. This year's mid-year report, the July report, suggested 30.5 million head of beef cows. Don Close with Rabobank is in the camp of believing that the January 1, 2016 number will show aggressive rebuilding, even with all the price volatility of this year.
I think the 7% retention of heifers for the beef herd in the July report, you know, I'm working with the assumption that's a solid number. Has it continued? If you look at heifers as a percent of the on fed slaughter, you look at heifers as a percent of sale barn receipts through the second half of the year, that data certainly implies that heifer retention has continued. I don't think it's continued it quite as aggressively as it did the first half, and certainly here in the fourth quarter. But no, I think the growth curve is still in play.
Talking to one of the cattle facts folks, they were talking about maybe a million cows.
You know what? I saw that interview, and I saw that quote. I think the million cow number is totally within the realm of possibilities. I sat there and played with some of those heifer retention numbers against. I wouldn't be totally surprised if it was even a little above that million head number. So I think that's still going on. I think we need to clearly separate, while it's had an impact on all classes of cattle, but we need to separate the complications from a short-term tonnage supply of beef to our long-term growth curve of the industry. I think let's keep those two separate. I'm going to still pull that we need to rebuild this thing some more.
So tonnage versus the numbers.
Yeah. Short-term tonnage against long-term numbers. Exactly what I'd say.
Talking about the increase in beef cow numbers out there with Don Close with Rabobank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 wean calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.